Evening. Thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines. Local content bill signed into law to boost Zambian participation in mining. Former water utility MD jailed for corruption. And in international news, 13 killed as hospital shelled in besieged Sudan City.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has authorized the Minister of Mines and Mineral Development, Paul Kabuswe, to sign the statutory instrument enacting the local content bill into law. Speaking at the Zambia 2025 Mining and Investment in Lusaka, President Hichilema says the law will ensure that local suppliers and contractors get a fair share, working in partnership with foreign investors in the mining sector. The head of state, who spoke under the theme Unlocking Africa's Wealth, Advancing Sustainable Mining Beneficiation and Value Addition, has revealed that the Mineral Geological Mapping Survey, which is being mapped across the country, has reached 40%. And President Hichilema has directed ZCCM Investment Holdings to operationalize the Gold Aggregation Center to allow formal trade of gold in the country.
I authorize you to sign the local content. You have the authority on behalf of this economy, suppliers, contractors. Today, that long-awaited piece of legislation, the name of the statutory instrument, will be signed. Two cautionary notes around it. One, please, investors, this is not negative to you. Of your mind, your business, by others in the name of suppliers and contractors. So they will see your mind, our mind, as their mind as well. And they will not want anyone to damage it.
And speaking shortly before signing the statutory instrument, Minister of Mines and Mineral Development, Paul Kabuswe, said the local content law will give preferential treatment to Zambian contractors and suppliers.
You gave us a mandate, myself, the Minister of Commerce, and the Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise, to come up with local content, the local content bill. Mr. President, I'm glad to report to you, is that it's going to give preference business to local Zambians. And Mr. President, as you instructed, we are going to supervise right through to PACRA to make sure that these companies are local in terms of preferential treatment for business in the mining space. I have the rare opportunity to seek your permission, Mr. President, to sign the statutory instrument that will put the local content into law so that we can begin the implementation program.
Meanwhile, British High Commissioner to Zambia, Rebecca Terzian, says the United Kingdom Zambia Green Growth Compact includes a commitment to mobilize £2.5 billion into Zambia's economy. The Economic and Financial Crimes Court in Solwezi has convicted and sentenced former Northwestern Water Supply and Sanitation Company Managing Director Happy Musumali to 1 year and 11 months imprisonment with hard labor for corruption-related offences. According to ACC Senior Corporate Communications Officer Dr. Dorothy Mzumara, the Solwezi Subordinate Court, Economic and Financial Crimes Division, presided over by Principal Resident Magistrate Kasonga Mulilo, found that Mr. Musumali guilty on two counts of abuse of authority of office and one count of willful failure to follow guidelines. In a statement, Dr. Mzumara said that Mr. Musumali, 49, was arrested by the Anti-Corruption Commission in 2023 and initially faced 16 counts, which were later reduced to 3 due to duplications. She said the offences occurred between October 2022 and June 2023, during which Mr. Musumali arbitrarily authorised company payments totaling 98,263 kwacha for motor vehicle servicing and repairs, illegally fueled his personal vehicle using company fuel without board approval, and willfully failed to follow procurement procedures when awarding a security contract to Armed Safety Security Company. Dr. Mzumara said that Mr. Msumali was sentenced to 12 months with hard labor on count 1, 8 months on count 2, and 3 months on count 3. Italian ambassador to Zambia, Enrico De Agostini, has reaffirmed Italy's commitment to a long-term partnership with Zambia following the launch of the 1.2 million euros AIM Zambia project. Speaking at the launch in Lusaka, Ambassador De Agostini said Italy has resumed development cooperation with Zambia after nearly 30 years, calling the country a reliable partner deserving of sustained support. He has highlighted that 29% of Zambians, about 4.95 million people, are facing acute food insecurity, with maize prices more than doubling and cereal production dropping by up to 59% in some provinces. The AIM Zambia project, running from July 2025 to April 2027, is funded by the Italian Agency for Development Cooperation and implemented by partners including ADRA, Salim Zambia and Christian Blind Mission, targeting over 61,000 vulnerable people across 7 drought-affected districts.
Climate change is real, it's with us, and if we don't teach people how to deal with it, if we don't implement sustainable agriculture, climate smart agriculture in these countries, this problem will reoccur time and time again. An ever increasing world population is putting too much pressure on this planet. Let's face it, that's the root cause of all our problems. We have to deal with that as well.
Meanwhile, Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit Assistant Director for Emergency and Relief, Makoye Chisota, speaking on behalf of National Coordinator Norman Chipakupaku, said the project will strengthen community resilience, promote food sovereignty, and empower local communities.
Building resilience cannot be achieved by government alone. It requires strong collaboration among all stakeholders, such as development partners, civil society, private sector, and the communities themselves. Together, we can create a Zambia that is safer, stronger, and better prepared for the challenges of climate change. As you may be aware, disaster response globally has proved to be very expensive and costly compared to disaster prevention and resilience. As government and DMME in partner, we stand ready to work hand in glove with all partners represented here to ensure the success of AIM Zambia projects.
The Ministry of Community Development and Social Services has launched a series of institutional documents for child justice aimed at upholding the rights of vulnerable children and reforming outdated systems. Speaking at the joint launch of the institutional documents, Minister of Community Development and Social Services, Doreen Mwamba, in a speech read on her behalf by Minister of Youth, Sports and Arts, Elvis Nkandu, has described the launch as more than a milestone, calling it a call to action. Ms. Mwamba has emphasized that the success of the documents would be judged not by their publication but by their effective implementation.
Represent not just policies, but reforms to uphold the rights of the vulnerable, to reform systems that are long required transformation, and also to ensure that justice that means that with compassion, consistency, and also care. Once again, let us assure that your government is doing everything possible to make sure that the children are protected.
And Deputy Chief Justice Michael Msonda says for the strategy to achieve its intended objectives, adequate resources must be allocated to the child justice sector and available resources must be managed prudently and strategically.
For the strategy to achieve its intended objectives, adequate resources must be allocated to the child justice sector.
SFM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Come on. common market for Eastern and Southern Africa, Secretary General Chileshe Kapwepwe has underscored